Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ah, it's game day, baby. WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Ike, how we feeling?
Spike, it's game day. Jackie Baseball, the best team in baseball, is back. Holla at your boy.
Spike, good to see you, buddy. Didn't think we were going to make it in today.
Oh, yeah. That is great. It was great China
cool,
Park.
Calm and collected. I agree. Phil's Brewer, 740. It's game day, people.
Well, if I wasn't anxious enough with the home opener and 9 days in between games to make myself even more anxious than I would normally be, sitting, waiting to get into the parking lot, not knowing if I'd be here for the start of the show, really amped it up, Ike. It really amped it up. So I ask you, Here we are, home opener, Nick Foles night, Falcons in town. Of course, you being one of the most legendary Falcons.
Former Falcon great.
In history. I want you to tell me whether you are feeling about tonight's game confident or if you're nervous. I'm sure you can expect where I'm feeling. I will let you know after you. But are you feeling confident about tonight's game? Are you a little shaky?
Well, first of all, you two.
What did I get the finger for?
I'm just saying the Falcon great thing. I don't need that today.
I wouldn't have said it if Jack didn't say it first. He fed it to me.
You're asking me about my confidence level.
Yeah, confident or nervous?
I'm confident, brother. I'm confident. Listen, Hugh, go get a dog, man. I don't know what the hell's happening to Hugh Douglas.
Well, he's talking about his hometown team.
Don't do that.
Yeah.
Listen.
Everybody's a Falcon.
Yes.
Yeah. We're causing issues early.
Hey, yeah. I don't know what's happened to my brother, but he sounded a little nervous on the way in here today. I know AJ's not playing, and AJ is a huge loss. Don't get me wrong. I think he's the best football player on the team. So you can't lose your best player and not think it can have some sort of impact on the overall game plan and how the team plays tonight. That being said, this team is just too talented on the offense. They're at home. It'll be interesting to see what we do differently from last week to this week, what type of game plan we're coming in with, especially now that AJ is out. Atlanta, knowing AJ is out, how do they defend Devontae as well as making sure Saquon doesn't go off? Thankfully, we have a dual way to sort of attack a team, attack a defense. I think that's what will prevail for us tonight. I feel confident. I'm still not sure how healthy Kirk Cousins is. Atlanta, listen, I think Atlanta's a good football team. I think if the quarterback was 100% healthy and playing better, you may have seen a different outcome last week against Pittsburgh. That being said, they were never coming here, healthy Kirk Cousins or not, and getting a W tonight. Not on Nick Foles night. As that ain't happening. Not when I know there's going to be Super Bowl champions in the building tonight to help celebrate their teammate retiring tonight, including Jason Kelce. He'll be in the building tonight. Fletcher Cox will be in the building tonight. Like, there are several guys that will be back here. This will be a celebratory night. I don't think the game will be easy. I really don't. But I think the Eagles are just too strong, and we're at home. Bird's winning tonight. Do I need to hold off my score, or what am I doing?
We'll wait for score until 5:30.
All right, just know we're getting a W tonight.
All right. 215-592-9494. Are you more confident or nervous about tonight's game? Let me explain my nerves. All right. So it started last week, beginning of the week, and, of course, the Falcons did not play well, and Kirk Cousins looked like a statue. And I saw the line. The line was 6.5 points. And I'm like, you know what? This should be an easier game than I thought of when I first looked at the schedule. I think a lot of people assume that the Falcons had a shot at winning the division, but that all went away when we saw Kirk Cousins. But as time has gone on, a few things have happened. First of all, A.J. Brown not being here obviously is a big loss. I know you say they're prepared for it. Obviously, you have that many weapons. Mm-hmm. You're going to be prepared for it. But if he is the best player on the football team, that is a loss. Second of all, it's not like, as you said, the Falcons were thought to be trash this season. They do have playmakers on both sides of the ball. Defense, they've got a couple of playmakers. And on offense, we gave up big, or rather on our defensive side, we gave up big plays, a few big plays last week, and they've got a few big play players on their on the Falcons offense. The next is the sort of the Kirk Cousins thing. I am not ready to pronounce Kirk Cousins dead and buried until Kirk Cousins is actually dead and buried.
Normally plays well against the Eagles.
Yeah,
too.
I mean, he played well last year.
Yep. Four touchdowns.
Four touchdowns, 360 yards.
He normally plays well, yeah.
And he is, look, he's not a championship quarterback. He's never been, you know, I know his stats on Monday night are not great. But the guy puts up numbers. And the fact that he's a statue is not really that big a deal to me in terms of his mobility. Now, if it affects his ability to throw the ball, if the injury affects his ability to throw the ball, then that's something. But the fact that he can't move is he gets the ball out quickly. Obviously, they planned for that last week, and they will do it again this week. So I don't think the idea that Kirk Cousins could come in here and throw for 300 yards and three touchdowns is off the table. Mm-hmm. And then the final thing that made me more nervous about this game than I had been previously is the performance of the New Orleans Saints and the Tampa Bay Bucs the first 2 weeks of this season. And we had looked, I don't think anybody thought that the Bucs weren't going to be any good.
I thought the Bucs would be good.
Would be good, but the Saints were supposed to be one of the worst teams in the NFL, and they're scoring 40-some points a game. So all of a sudden,
and Costo said they had the worst offense in the league.
Yes.
Well, one of them.
Yeah. They scored 40 points a game.
Somehow Kamara got reborn.
It's unbelievable. So now the context of this game changes a little bit, which I don't think it changes how the Eagles play, but it does change how important the game is to the Eagles, especially if you want to go into that bye week feeling good about the team with now two games before the bye after this one that are not, like, those are not easy games. Playing in New Orleans is not an easy game now.
And Tampa won't be easy.
And Tampa won't be easy either.
Yeah.
So all of those things, and then, you know, it's not like the line changes how I feel about the game, but it does look different to see the team is a 5.5-point favorite, which is where they are after the A.J. Brown injury, as opposed to a 6.5-point favorite. So mm-hmm. all that said, I still think it's more likely than not that the Eagles come away with a victory, but the sort of complete game, 35-17 game that I was hoping to see feels a lot less likely than it felt to me 3 or 4 days ago. Now, it could be I've had too much time to think about the game. We've had the opener was on Friday, and this game's on Monday. It's about as much time in between games without a bye as you can possibly have.
Yeah.
But I'm feeling nervous about this one. 215-592-9494. Are you feeling more nervous or more excited? Jack, where are you?
I'm confident. I think they're going to roll tonight. I really do. Like, I haven't had any nerves about this game. And maybe it's because I think I watched Kirk Cousins last week, and I'll be surprised if they can score 20 points. Like, I know they are facing the Eagles defense. I know the Eagles defense is stalwarts. But I think they're going to struggle to score 20 points. And I don't think the Eagles are going to struggle to score 20 points. So I'm pretty confident, actually, in a double-digit win. I'm like, I'm not even doing a bit here. Like, I think they come out and I think they roll this team tonight. I really do.
You would really – you don't – any team at this point against the Eagles' defense, I would not say I'm confident that this team will struggle to score 20 points.
I get it. I just think that the energy in the building tonight is going to be pretty ridiculous. Like,
sure.
With Foles back, like, I have a hard time envisioning them coming in here and playing that well. Like, I think the Eagles are ready for this one. I think – like, even with A.J. out, like, I'm not super worried about it. Like, A.J. is obviously a huge deal. We know that. But they have enough to where there's no excuse.
215-592-9494. More nervous or more confident for tonight's home opener against the Falcons? We will get to your calls as soon as Ike's done telling you about meat. Right? It's Meatman?
That's right.
For Nick Foles night, it's actually pretty perfect.
Oh, man. Some sausage?
Well, y'all irritating me already. Yeah,
already. Well, we were waiting in traffic, Ike.
Get my neck roll. I know about tackling. And you can tackle your game day menu this Eagles season with the official hot dog of the Philadelphia Eagles from DJ Watson. Slow down, man. Fire up that grill at the tailgate with perfectly smoked premium franks. and sausages. That's right. In bold flavors like jalapeno cheddar and bacon cheddar. Now, sandwiches are always better with freshly sliced meats and artisan cheeses. From Dietz and Watson. Head to DietzandWatson.com to find the local retailer near you. Dietz and Watson, it's a family thing.
It is, as we said.
That would have to be the first read today.
Yep, yes. It is Nick Foles night here at Lincoln Financial Field. We will start it off with our leadoff hitter, Corey in Columbus. You're on WIP. What up, Corey?
Hey, man, listen. Y'all seen the movie House Party, right? I don't want to smell nothing. Spike, I with you, I smell you know what. You sounded kind of scared, man.
A little bit scared. It's not scared of the Falcons. I want to be clear. It's just I went in my perception of this game has changed from, hey, this is a game where this can be everybody looks great, win by double digits game, to now it sort of feels like this game could be a struggle, and that made me nervous rather than confident.
It ain't gonna be no struggle. I tell Jack, whenever I give y'all something, I don't give opinions. I give y'all facts. Whenever Kellen Moore rolls up on a Raheem Morris defense, go look at the stats. He whoop him. He whoop him like I probably can't say that, but you know he whoop him.
Yeah,
like
they don't allow you to whoop kids anymore.
Yeah, know? I'd be. Yeah,
yeah, that's why I held off on it. You know, yeah. He whooped me like my mama used to whoop me. That's all I'm gonna say.
There you go. Me too.
Like, yeah. We used to get whipped.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I'm sure you were whooped all over the place.
So whenever he roll, listen. Everybody in Philly, the Delaware Valley, or whatever, y'all tell me all the time we got two number one receivers, right? So listen. AJ Brown is a huge loss. He's the best player on the team. But, hey, sometimes Robin got to step up and be Batman. But we got two Batmans, right? So Batman number two going to be Batman number one tonight, right? You still got – hey, that boy in the backfield, that man child, we still got him.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, so let me ask you this, though, Corey.
Yeah, we got Goddard coming out tonight. Yeah, Goddard gets into the game.
And Jahan Dotson. He was the number two in Washington. We got to see if he know the playbook now. We got him, and y'all already know who won the center. Woo! We got, hey, well, I don't care who you want to call him. Michael Jordan, Magic Johnson,
T.J. McConnell.
I don't care what you want to call him. Guess what? We got him. And I'm telling you right now, the way he's feeling coming out the last week, all y'all questioning, y'all try to say, oh, is he really this good? I'm worried. He got stuff for y'all tonight. He gonna give y'all when people get nervous or whatever, they take medicine, anxiety, you know, to take their medicine to get their calms right. They might take a drink to get their nerves right. He gonna do whatever
Jersey,
he needs to drink. He gonna need to drink. He gonna need to be the medicine. Whatever you want to calm the nerves, number one gonna do it for you tonight, baby. Spurs winning tonight. I'm gonna give y'all 31-17. And then we gonna play the fight music. Fly, Eagles, fly. While we return my boy Foles jersey, baby. Go Bird.
All right, Corey. 215-592-9494. Are you more confident or nervous about the game tonight? My nerves have creeped up a little bit each day. So here's the thing about missing AJ. And I know this all seems obvious, but Corey said something that on its face makes sense, but the more you think about it, the more you understand how much you're going to miss AJ. Okay, AJ's number one wide receiver. Devontae's, you know, number two. Mm-hmm. So Devontae obviously more than capable sliding into that number one spot. Mm-hmm. The difference is that he doesn't have Devontae now doesn't have Devontae on the other side.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
It's
less about Devontae sliding into one because I think there's plenty of teams that could be successful with Devontae Smith as the number one wide receiver.
Yeah.
The problem is that it's Jahan Dotson taking Devontae Smith's role,
right.
And then we don't even is it Johnny? Like who's
Can Paris Campbell be brought up? Is he healthy?
I don't know.
I don't even know. Yeah,
right.
I think they can make him active.
Yeah.
Right. So even if it ends up being obviously you have to put somebody in that situation, but then we'll use Goddard more.
Might have to. Yeah.
But you would think at some point over the last couple of years we would have seen a lot of Dallas Goedert for one reason or another. So it's just it's less about I'm completely confident in Devontae because I actually think Devontae Smith is probably underrated. But then everybody else, I think it shines a light on the difference between Devontae and them.
And to your point, I mean, Devontae in that playoff game with no AJ, He went off for 8 catches and 140, 160 yards, whatever it was.
And we scored, what, 9 points?
And we scored 9 points.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he can still get his. It's the other guys. Yeah, if he gets enough targets, he's going to catch enough passes that he'll get his numbers. But to your point, there has to be something else to the offense that dictates to the defense of how they're going to play. So with no A.J., are they doubling Devontae? Probably not. So now they are committing an extra guy to the run game with A.J. being out. At least that's what I'm thinking if I'm a defensive guy. If A.J. Brown is out, I'm not going to let Saquon beat me. If Devontae gets 6 or 7 catches for 125 yards, oh, well.
I'll live with it.
Yeah. But I'm not letting Saquon run up and down the field on me tonight.
Yep.
So I'm just thinking if I'm a defensive-minded coach, that's where I'm going into this game plan tonight, trying to shut down. And I'm making Jalen, if I can, beat me with other guys. You're going to have to beat me with Jahan Dotson and Dallas Goedert.
Sure.
Those are the guys you're going to have to beat me with.
And remember, it's not like Dotson has been with the team this entire time either.
Yeah.
So it's a huge step for – now, look, he could make Howie Roseman look like a genius tonight by having a good game, and it could definitely change the it could change the outlook moving forward for the receiving core if he's able to be great. And you mentioned defense. Speaking of defense, I didn't mention this at the top. We have two great guests on the show today, and I'm not counting Elliot. He'll be a guest.
Nah,
he's great, though.
Yeah, but he's not on this list. And I'm not counting Tommy from down the shore, though he is great. He's not on this list. Jeremiah Trotter joins us at 3 o'clock. Mm-hmm. And the most important thing to get out of Trot, I know you would think it's finding out about the play of the linebackers.
He's going
to
clear the air.
We got to find out once and for all.
He's going to clear the air.
Whether you are responsible for that fight and getting him thrown out of the game.
A lot of false accusations. Man.
Well, we'll see.
I mean, I'm looking at the video. I wasn't even in the picture.
Well.
What?
You go back and read some of the articles. It seems like you were
in the reading the articles. Yeah.
I'm just trying to get the facts right. I'm a facts guy. So Jeremiah Trotter will join us at 3 o'clock. And then at 3:40, speaking of defense, Fletcher Cox will join us, which is I haven't heard Fletch talk very much at all since he retired.
He's been quiet this offseason.
Yep. So I'm excited to talk to Fletcher Cox, see what he thinks of the defense. And actually, I would like to know what Fletcher Cox does every day now. And then not that he doesn't have anything to do, but the life of a guy who today he would know exactly what he's doing today.
I think he's a hunter.
He's a big hunter. Yes.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm like, I think
that's perfect. Me and him.
Yeah, you can bond over shooting deer. That sounds like a great time.
It's great, yeah.
The poor deer of South Jersey.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. You more nervous or more confident about tonight's game? Lewis in Nebraska, you're on WIP. What's up, Lewis?
Fellas, what's going on? It's game day, baby.
Game day. Lou?
Listen, Mike, why are you nervous? Did you just see what happened last week? I mean, listen, the NFL should be ashamed of themselves because I almost had a Super Bowl nightmare flashback of everybody slipping and sliding. And, man, could you believe if Jalen Hurts got hurt during that game, we would be upset right now. But even on the ice in Brazil, we still put up a lot of points.
We did with our best player on offense, and with let me tell you, if we lose the turnover battle tonight, I wouldn't try doing that two straight games.
That's not the formula.
Okay,
nothing against
my boy AJ, but we have the best player since T.O. here and Barkley, and I think he's still playing. Fritzy, is he still playing tonight?
He's still playing tonight. Yeah,
Saquon's playing.
Oh, okay. So, if Barkley's still playing tonight, I don't think, one of our superstars down is going to make us, lose this game, Spike.
Well, it is less about just, it's one of a number of things, as I said. And it's not like, Kirk Cousins is not a Hall of Famer, he's not Tom Brady, all that stuff. But it's also not out of the realm of possibility that a guy who gets rid of the ball quickly, throws a good ball, and has lit up the Eagles before could light up the Eagles tonight. So we saw some good things from the defense last week, but we certainly didn't see a team defensively that we're confident is going to, you know, start throwing shutouts. So it's less about that I think they're going to lose and more about that I think it's going to be a struggle. And if it's a struggle, then especially with two big games coming up before the bye after this one, then a loss is in play. I didn't think I was going to go into tonight's game thinking I was going to see a nail biter, and I think we could.
Yeah, but Spike, you have to understand this is a team sport. We're not talking
That's
about Ike's golf game. Where his
what accusations are you making?
Yeah,
this is a team event. The defense helped out just like last game, and the offense picks it up and scores points.
Okay,
that's what you need to understand, Spike. I'm gonna teach you. I know you're new to the show. I know you're not new to Philly, but I'm gonna teach you. This is not golf.
That's right.
This is football. Okay. Yeah.
So Louis is a professional golfer, Ike. By the way.
Yeah. I guess so. Yeah.
Oh, that's right. You're not actually from Nebraska. I remember this now.
But it's a way better bit to pretend Louis's always
in Nebraska. Yeah.
Listen, I'm going to help Spike with his golf game because it's almost golf season's almost over. But listen, Spike, you need to understand, stop being nervous. This is not a single man sport. This is a team sport. And the team is going to pick up each other, all right?
All right. Your lips
now,
to God's ears.
And I know you guys are down at the stadium, so you know make sure everybody's riled up down there. I love you guys.
Hold on, Louis. Give me a chant, the first one of the day. And I think now, the last time you did this, you were in an old folks.
You
home?
Were in a retirement home.
Yeah,
I was great. I was visiting my grandfather. It was his birthday.
Yeah.
I always try to go to see him to talk about the birds. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So here's the best Eagles chant of the day. Are you ready?
Yes.
So ready. I'm going to be honest with you. It was pretty strong.
Yeah.
It's pretty strong. I forgot about the whole bit where he's actually not in Nebraska.
No, but he's perpetually in Nebraska. I will say, like, I think I'm confident they're going to win tonight. But given what we saw this weekend between the Bucs and Saints, it makes it that much more important.
Huge game. Right.
Hell yeah, it does.
It does. Like, if they happen to lose, you could be staring at 1-3.
And I know I should feel good that the 49ers lost and the Cowboys lost.
Yeah.
But it actually... That made me more nervous. I thought to myself, well, the 49ers can lose to the Vikings. We can certainly lose to the Falcons. If the Cowboys can lose to the Saints, we can certainly lose to the Falcons. That's what started going through my head. It actually shook me more, the losses by good teams.
Don't be shaking, man.
I am shaking.
This is early season.
Yep.
Smoke and mirrors.
Okay.
These teams. Don't give me Minnesota and Sam Darnold.
Okay.
Don't give me who else is 2-0? Don't give
Baker?
Me. No, that's legit.
Derek Carr?
I'm not sure. I need to see.
I'm not sure
about Derek Carr with the Saints. Pittsburgh, come on, man. They scored one touchdown in 2 weeks. Sorry, Marcus. Brett scored one touchdown in 2 weeks. They're 2-0. You buying that team?
No, I'm not buying anybody, including us yet. That's the truth.
Well, we were supposed to be good coming in.
Yeah.
I'm talking about these teams that are actually.
But so
were
the
good.
Falcons. The Falcons were supposed to be pretty good.
Oh, no, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
I think this is going to be a one-score game.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, I don't – here's well, maybe Spike doesn't. I don't predict blowouts. I am not a blowout predictor.
Ike's a big those guys get paid too, guys?
Yes.
Okay.
Respect the opponent.
Yes, respect the opponent.
All right, okay.
Yes, my scores are usually going to be within – 9 points.
Okay.
I think 8 points. Yeah.
I think the one time you broke it though was the Giants playoff game where it was.
Oh
like,
yeah, we knew that.
They were coming here to get boat raced.
Yeah, that was it. I think I was the only person who didn't know that was going to happen.
Yeah.
I had watched too much Giants football that year. Too much Giants football. Yeah. Okay, we want to know from you: are you feeling more nervous or more confident for tonight's game? It is Nick Foles' night for the home opener Monday Night Football. 215-592-9494. We're at Lincoln Financial Field leading up to Eagles pregame, which starts at 6 o'clock. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yes! All right. So WIP Afternoon Show, Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Now I'm feeling like it's game day.
Halftime highlights, they used to be the best.
Yes.
Before you were born, Jack. That's how I used to get the highlights of all the other teams around the league.
Yes.
Was on Monday Night Football at halftime.
Was it the fastest 2 minutes with
Boomer? It was before all of that.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, before that, man. With it started with Cosell.
Jeez.
Cosell and those guys, and then it went to Frank Gifford and his crew.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to think of who that – it was Gifford. Was it Al Michaels? I'm trying to remember who the Monday Night – how do I not remember the Monday Night Football crew?
Well, Al Michaels and Madden was.
I think Merlin Olsen.
Yeah, was Sunday. You're right. Yeah.
Merlin
Olsen. You're right.
Yeah.
That
was our childhood there.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show. Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Lincoln Financial Field. Right? This is going to be madness.
Yes.
And what time they open the gates? Six? Something like
five,
that?
I believe.
Five.
Yeah.
It is.
Get these maniacs in.
It is. They started. So they got here. I saw in the news. There were people here
since this morning.
Six in the morning. They don't even open the lots until 1:15. And Philly never ceases to amaze me, and you see it over and over again, but every time I see it, it's hilarious. The lots open at 1:15. I pulled up around 12:30 or something, and there's a line of cars to get into every parking lot before the lots even open. The game's at 8 o'clock tonight.
Yeah.
I love it.
Oh, yeah.
And it's going to be, a huge night. They are honoring Nick Foles, who is officially retiring an Eagle. Nick will be with you guys on the pregame show tonight at 7:20. Mm-hmm. So
Nikki Six.
Be a big moment. One of the biggest moments, I think, for the pregame show.
I would say so.
Oh, yeah.
Can't wait for his Eagles chant. Is Julio still going to make him stand up and lead the crowd?
Sure.
He's got to.
Yeah,
Maybe even mixing the fight song.
Well, you think?
Might be pushing it.
There's nothing I would be rooting for more.
Tonight is a true test of Julio. You've mentioned the big game voice. It's Monday Night Football.
Yes.
It's Nick Foles night at the Link. And if Julio can't pull off the pregame show tonight, we have no hope for him.
No, we're calling Mac now.
Yeah. I know Mac now's got a big game voice. That's what I know.
100%. He was texting me this morning. He wanted to come down for the thing. I said, Julio might be a little nervous for the moment.
Yeah. So I've become, in the time in between games, I've become nervous about tonight's game. A.J. Brown out. I'm not convinced that Kirk Cousins is completely cooked. I see some big game or big play guys on the Falcons offense. Mm. So this game in my head has become an either-or game, has become iffy. I've become nervous. Ike, still confident.
Yeah.
Jack, he says he's confident. I don't know to believe him or not. Are you more nervous or more confident for tonight's game? 215-592-9494. Big Aaron in West Philly. You're on WIP. What's up, Big A?
What's going on, fellas?
What's up, Big A?
Let me jump in my truck. I was just out the truck. Let me jump in here. Spike,
there you
know
go.
What, man? You've been nervous ever since that boy knocked you all up in your eye back in the day, man. Stop being nervous all the time.
Junior year of high school?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
You're still nervous. You're still shook from it.
I am shook
You know
from
what?
It.
I'm going to say 34-17. I'm going to just give it up real quick. My boy Covey going to have a touchdown tonight. How about that?
Ooh, plus 1,200.
Covey in the slot going to have a touchdown. All right? I'm calling a touchdown.
Okay. If you say
the defense, so. The defense is going to play excellent tonight. It's going to be a good game, man. It's going to be a good game, but it's going to be a blowout. It's too much excitement going to be down the stadium for Atlanta to handle it.
Can I ask you something, Big A?
The crowd is going to be going crazy.
Let me ask you something, Big A, about excitement. I seem to remember the first home game after the Super Bowl. And there was a lot of excitement in the building after winning the Super Bowl.
Okay,
and the Eagles got booed going into halftime. So excitement in the building is nice, and there have been moments. I think the most excited I've ever seen the building was, what year was it? Was it 09 that all those things happened for us to get in the playoffs? I remember everyone running into the stadium. Running into the stadium the same time.
That's what I'm going to say about this.
Now, that was a great moment.
The team is going to play well enough to keep everybody excited.
Okay. All right.
Enough to keep everybody excited.
All right.
I mean, Kirk Cousins is a statue back there. Only thing you have to do is put a little pressure on him. Just, I don't care if you blitz. I don't care what you have to do to keep him off his square. He can't run. He's going to try to throw it quick. We got good corners. Slay has to play up instead of playing back. I can see some interceptions tonight. I just feel good about this game tonight, man.
Big A, it's not like statues haven't won a lot of football games playing quarterback in the NFL. The winningest quarterback in NFL history was a statue. Nick Foles was a statue. There have been a lot of statues. Peyton Manning was a statue. There have been a lot of statues who have won a lot of games. So, look, Kirk Cousins might be cooked, but the fact that he can't run actually doesn't seem to make much of a difference to me. That's all.
Okay. Just stay where you at. Just stay where you at. You can't pick him off the square. Just stay. Just at every point. Oh, it's that. I told you, still scared.
You're calling up with Britton Covey touchdowns. Somebody's got to show the other side.
I'm giving you an underdog. See, I come with different stuff. I'm going to give you an underdog that's going to score a touchdown tonight.
All right.
Now, if you score a touchdown, just give me a little props tomorrow. If you don't, I'll call humbly and say I was wrong.
Well, that's fine. All right.
Big A. All right.
You know, Big A calling for a Britton Covey touchdown. He doesn't need to call up and apologize if he doesn't get one. Now that's one of those no lose predictions.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You know, a Britton Covey touchdown.
You took a shot.
Yeah. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's is designing the ultimate championship ring for our listeners. Vote on the design and find out how to win at 94WIP.com/Mark's. What do you feel more about the game tonight, confident or nervous? Ike, what do you think the percentages are?
Oh, without a doubt, confidence.
Okay. You want to give me a number?
Yeah, let's go with 69%.
Not bad. 67%.
Wow. Damn. Over again, though.
Yeah.
See, I thought it was going to be in the 70s, though. Yeah, but I thought it was in the 70s, and I was trying to guess lower.
Well, I know going over in these things is usually you can't do, but I still think your accuracy. Yeah, your accuracy is pretty impressive.
That's not that overwhelming.
No.
There's a good amount of nerves there.
Yeah, I think so. In general, I still don't think before the season we felt the nerves coming about the season, I think, generally, from people. Not nerves, but just sort of reality. And I don't know that the first game gave us really any more guidance as to what sort of team the Eagles are going to be this year. I think we had some questions answered. Quinyon Mitchell answered some questions. Saquon Barkley obviously answered some questions. But there were enough negative things in the game, I think, to keep people guessing. And I think that's part of the nerves is a lack of understanding of what to expect from the Eagles.
Well, I mean, I think that's fair. But you also can grow from your first game to your second game. And I didn't see anything last week that isn't fixable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even with the bad turnovers, I think that's something Jalen can recognize and be like, you know what? Sometimes you got to just live to fight another day. You got to be more calculated when you decide to take those type of risks. And just in those moments, we didn't really need it there. And I think he'll learn from that. I think he can learn from that. First is acknowledging that it was bad plays versus thinking, well, you know what? This is just my mentality, and if I see something, I'm going to do it. You know what I mean? Like, some guys have that mentality as well. So I don't think he wants to be in that position of costing the team the game.
And having to answer the questions
about
it afterwards. Yes,
because you know it's not going anywhere.
No, not here.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, so, and especially when the games are tight, those – those sort of decisions and those errors are the things that people will focus on when you lose a close game. You know, those sort of – you don't want to be the reason that the Eagles lost. And no matter what happens, if he turns the ball over a couple times and they lose a one-score game, people will point to those specific things happening.
Yeah, you know? Because it's a carryover from last year. And that would be, what, the last 12 games, Jack, or 11 games, whatever it is, if it continued tonight.
Yeah, so his last 10 games, he's 11 touchdowns and 9 interceptions, 7 fumbles.
Yeah, so you don't want to have that because that's a pattern that's showing that it becomes harder and harder to defend.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So
I've noticed it in you, actually. Yes, it becomes, as a big backer, but the reality hits you in the face when it happens.
When you hear that, 7 fumbles and, what'd you say, 9 interceptions?
9 interceptions, yeah.
Yeah, in 10 games?
Well, and it's a big test for Jalen, because I'm sure he's hurt all week. Like, take care of the ball. I saw the sit down with Kelsey. He talked about how he just wants to play point guard.
Okay, and so he talked about that.
Yeah, he talked about just playing point guard, which is good. But we have to see it actually happen in the game first. I think he said the right things this week, but it's a big test for if there's growth there or if this is a real thing.
Yeah, when you get in that moment, how do you react?
And
what
sure,
do you do?
I'm like, I know there's no AJ, but I think there's still enough here to where we'll be able to tell.
I will say this. So Kellen Moore, too.
Right.
Like, he's the offensive coordinator. If you want to constantly dial up passing plays, well, then guess what? He's going to have to throw the ball. Right? You don't have to do that. And I'm not saying you're trying to keep Jalen from losing you a game or what have you. I'm just saying that you have another way of moving the football down the field that it does. You're not heavily reliant on Jalen just throwing the ball, throw all the time.
You know, another Kellen Moore thing to bring up right after we talk to Dave. 215-592-9494. More confident or nervous for tonight's game? Dave and Glenn Mills, you're on WIP. What's up, Dave?
Hey, man, guys, how you doing? I'd say I'm a little nervous because you never know what the football gods are going to give us this week. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
We've got Brazil to go off of, but really it's just a small sample size.
You know, sure, it's a small sample size on everything.
Yeah. Yep.
True, indeed. I mean, we could take a little bit of OTAs and everything, but I mean, our sample size is so small. What team are we going to see at home tonight? Are we a little relaxed because everybody lost? Or is everybody going to come out and try hard again?
Man, I hope there is no relaxing on their part because the 49ers and the Cowboys lost. You know, like
and even the 49ers and Cowboys losing, that doesn't even mean anything.
Well, the Lions lost too.
The Lions as well.
It's the second week of the season.
Yep.
Like, nobody's season is over with. You haven't won anything just because you may win tonight. Like, you still got a long season to finish up. So if I'm the Eagles as players, they shouldn't even be thinking about what the Cowboys did, what the Niners did, what the Lions did. Like, they got to worry about taking care of Atlanta, because you know what Atlanta doesn't want to do? Atlanta doesn't want to go 0-2.
Right. Especially when the Bucs are now 2-0.
Yes, they don't want to go 0-2. So you're going to get a desperate Atlanta Falcon team in here tonight.
Mm-hmm. Absolute.
Well, keep the nerves, Dave. They're healthy, I think.
Thanks, fellas. Have a good day.
Healthy nerves. All right, Dave.
Yeah.
So the other thing that from – obviously, Kellen Moore is the person who's calling the plays, and it's on him to make sure that he's not doing things that will put the team in jeopardy of turning the ball over. The other thing that falls on him, and we may never know what this dynamic is like. We may never know, but – his sort of direct one-to-one coaching of Jalen and decisions he's making in the offense, especially with Nick being out of that picture, is something that's incredibly important too. That we're never going to.
You got Neusmeyer too.
Yes, right.
QB coach.
But it's on them now.
Yeah.
You know, so it's obviously on them to call plays that are not going to that put Jalen in a better position. But it's also on them for plays that they believe that he should be able to make. If he doesn't make them for one reason or another, helping him diagnose what those issues are and changing them moving forward.
Yeah.
You know, especially with Nick not being involved directly with that this year.
I expect it to be, in the passing game, a bigger night for Devontae and Dallas Goedert. And primarily because Jalen is familiar with those guys. He's been practicing with them for years. They understand where he's going to put the ball. He understands where they want the ball put. Like, Jahan Dotson, he may get a couple of targets just to keep the defense honest, but the rapport between the quarterback receiver, that takes time to where you get that comfort level. Jalen is going to lean back on what he knows. And what he knows is Devontae Smith and Dallas Goedert.
Well, and the thing that you said at the top of the show about one of the sort of trickle-down effects with A.J. not being there is the Falcons saying, okay, well, Saquon Barkley, we saw what happened in week one. Mm-hmm. Saquon Barkley is not going to beat us. Yeah. So go ahead, Jalen, you beat us.
Yeah.
And boy, if that isn't an interesting challenge for week two, given the errors that and mistakes that he made in week one.
Yeah. It's also not an excuse for Kellen Moore to go away from Saquon.
Oh, right. Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Like, I honestly think this could be a battle, old-fashioned battle, of running backs. Like, that's who's leading the charge tonight. You got Bijan on the other side. You got Saquon on this side. Backs are very similar to each other. Bijan is really a younger version of Saquon. Right, and Saquon still has that energy, that newfound energy in him that he's gotten since he got here to Philadelphia. He's going to feel this crowd tonight for the first time. Right, he's going to feel that energy in the building tonight for the first time as a Philadelphia Eagle on national TV. So he's juiced up for tonight. It's been a good game between the running backs.
Dude, imagine going from having to be on that MetLife at MetLife
right.
Stadium, being a Giant, it being dead.
Yeah. When was it ever, except for that playoff year? They didn't have a home game, right?
No, they went to Minnesota.
Minnesota.
So when does he ever play in the type of energy he's going to experience here tonight?
Oh, nothing.
The open practice was a better NFL experience for him than being a Giant.
I don't think there is a worse combination for a good atmosphere anywhere in sports than the combination of that stadium, MetLife Stadium, and Giants fans who are not like Jets. Jets fans are crazy. Mm-hmm. Giants fans are not. So the combination of a sterile stadium and then sterile fans, you know, I agree with you. I don't think that Saquon has experienced anything like this since he was at Penn State.
Penn State, Saquon tonight.
Penn State. Yeah, that's not the same type of crowd. It's just a lot of people. It's not.
Well, I don't know.
It's not a raucous crowd.
It's like the Big House.
They don't intimidate. The Big House ain't intimidating either.
Not at all.
Yeah. So we mentioned it a couple of times.
I never won in either place.
No, you sure didn't. Or a bowl game.
Wow.
Sorry. The Falcons.
Hey, Spartans 3-0, buddy.
That's right. Yep. Never a doubt.
Let me ask you this. It seems like so far this season, quarterbacks have not had the success that we have seen for the last decade or so in the NFL. The numbers are lower. Yardage totals are lower. Touchdowns are lower. Interceptions look up.
Yeah.
Do you think that is something about it? I guess, what do you think that is, and does it make you change at all how you feel about Jalen's week one, seeing how other quarterbacks are struggling?
No, I just think it's a slow start for a lot of the guys around the league. I mean, for me, it doesn't change anything about Jalen. To me, those throws were about his decision to make the throws. Like, it doesn't necessarily say now he's a bad quarterback or I can't win with him. It's just you can't make those throws. You're smarter than that. You're a better quarterback than that than make Will Levis type plays, like just bonehead plays. So I'm okay with that. Maybe the defenses are just ahead of the offenses right now around the league.
Well, I wonder if it is a big picture
thing.
It does
seem like that with all the quarterbacks around
the league. Well, so the passing numbers after the first week of the season, or the first 2 weeks, they're down 20 touchdowns from last year, which is down 20 touchdowns from the year before.
Okay.
There's like 64 passing touchdowns the first 2 weeks.
So that it leads me to two questions. Is one of them is defensive scheming. Normally what happens in sports is that offense gets ahead of defense and then defense catches up.
Yeah.
And I wonder if defense has caught up in certain ways to the way the rules are. Remember, there's been a lot of rule changes over the last, 5 to 10 years to create offensive advantages. I wonder if defenses have caught up. And then the other thing I wonder about is I bet on the whole defensive players play more in preseason than offensive
players.
That's
what I was just getting ready to say.
Yep.
It's a lot easier for these coaches to put their defensive players out there and let them play during the preseason than they want to put their precious offensive guys out there on the field. I mean, just think about it. How many quarterbacks actually get live action
And the ones that do get a considerate amount of live action. I'm not talking about one series.
Right, exactly. And then when they do play, how many of them are playing more than just a series or two? And then that next thing you know, you have to go out here and play a full game at full speed. And you're not used to the game speed just yet.
Yep.
So processing the information quickly doesn't necessarily register for you as a quarterback. You're seeing things in slow motion in a controlled environment versus in a chaotic environment, which is what a game can be like when you're getting out there for the first time. So I think that is part of it, not playing in the preseason.
Well, I also think that running the football is back. Like, you've seen a lot more like two touchdown games from running backs.
But I wonder if that is due to the defensive adjustments.
Yes.
That teams are making that is slowing down the passing.
Yeah.
You know, which came, it's a, you know, the all-time battle, as we've talked about, chicken and egg. Which came first? Did the defensive adjustment cause the running, or did the running, you know, or is this just a decision by teams to run more? And I think it's probably a defensive thing that has caused an adjustment by the offense.
Yes, because once they decide to go with two high safeties.
Right.
And they're not going to let you throw the ball. These receivers are so good in today's game. And teams used to have one good wide receiver. Now teams have two of them. Like that's how good the receivers are coming out of college football, that everybody doesn't have a problem loading up on two or three guys because everybody wants that offense that the Dolphins had. So my point in saying that is that you'll get safeties and coordinators that are playing more too high to keep everything in front of them and daring teams to be patient with running the ball.
Right.
They're saying, we'll give you a six-man box. Let's see how patient you are in sticking with the run.
Which, by the way, makes turnovers all that more important because in that sort of offense, there's fewer big plays, and you do have to be more patient. And I would say that on some level, the defense is just trying to bait you into not being patient, into going for a chunk when it's not there.
And it took a perfect throw from Jalen last week to AJ, and then it took about 50 yards and running after the catch
for that big play.
For that to be a touchdown. So that wasn't even a bomb down the field. That was more AJ running after he caught the ball.
Are you more confident or nervous for tonight's game? I, nervous. Jack and Ike, confident. 215-592-9494. I am confident that our next guest is going to help us solve one of the biggest mysteries of our time. Jeremiah Trotter joins us next to solve the mystery. Did Ike Reese start that fight between the Atlanta Falcons and the Philadelphia Eagles that got both Ike and Jeremiah Trotter thrown out of the game before it even started?
Tell the truth, Trot.
Yeah, we need his honesty. No more fake news Reese over here.
Nope.
We're coming to you from Lincoln Financial Field. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.